Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
What's going on?
Well, hey? I've come to realize that your night off was not worthy of a night off.
So, how do you know?
So tonight you're going to be doing basketball.
How do you know?
And tomorrow, I'm taking you to Milwaukee with me.
Yeah, a couple of hillbillies are going to the big town tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know.
Big time at the Fiserv Forum for basketball tomorrow. Yep. Wow.
So get in trouble.
Yes.
And then Saturday night, I'm bringing you back in at 5 o'clock to do backtracking, and those were the days.
So. Yeah, I'll be ready.
And Sunday, you can have the day off.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks, boss.
Yeah, not a problem. So on Monday, everybody will be sick because Sunday's supposed to be 50.
I know. Yeah, so, that's the problem.
Is there going to be a 42-point degree change here?
In and out. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you don't like the weather, wait a couple minutes.
Going from Henry Bree's stylish winter jacket to his
Speedo and vest.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't wait for Sunday.
That's scary.
I'm going to be out. I got to come clean on Sunday, so I'm going to be wearing the Speedo and a warm vest on Sunday in here. So,
beautiful.
That's just to let people know.
Good thing nobody will be here. But anyway.
Is that why you have me do that?
Yes.
And why is it? Why do you always make me clean from 2 to 4 in the morning?
Whatever. It's a time for you to clean up a little bit.
We had a staff meeting yesterday. You wasn't in on it.
Okay.
And we're kind of wanting to know where our people are counting on that
Canned spam for Christmas bonus?
I'm just letting you know. I mean, people are counting on it.
Sure. Well, I'll see if I can pull some strings. But
Just don't pull it on the spam.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. People are wanting to know where the spam is.
Right.
Because it's getting close.
Don't knock it. You know, maybe we'll get to, I don't know. There are different kinds of spam. Maybe we can get some special spam this Christmas.
Well, I hope you can get that approved.
Right.
So
anyway,
all you got to do is just approve it, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's world record beater.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you and I talk about stuff all the time when we have never made the world records.
Not yet. No.
And we talk about absolutely nothing.
I've been close a couple of times.
Have you? Thinking.
Sure. A serial world record breaker from Germany reclaimed two of his former titles in a single day by drinking liters of lemon juice and lime juice. Ooh. Andre Ortolf previously held the records for the fastest time to drink a liter of lemon juice through a straw and the same record for drinking lime juice, but lost both last year to serial record breaker David Rush.
Oh.
Ortloff's lemon juice time was 16 seconds, which Rush beat with a time of 13:53. Rush also beat the lime juice at 16:82. Ortloff has claimed both records. He said breaking both records in a single day had only minor consequences, Hank. In general, I usually don't have any problems with eating and drinking records, but this time my stomach felt relatively good, but I had a toothache. It went on for a couple of days.
It's disgusting.
That's a lot of juice.
Next week we'll read David Rush breaking that
probably,
record.
Probably. Through a straw.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
That is absolutely, because it's like...
Yeah, it'd have to be...
A liter.
Yeah, a liter through a straw. And his time is...
13 seconds?
13:03 and 13:51.
I couldn't even do that with water.
I know.
Jeez.
Oh, well.
Anyway, a 59-year-old German man is more than 60 days into his attempt to break the Guinness World Record. For the longest time, Philip spent living underwater in a fixed habitat.
Really?
So, yeah. Radil Koch of an aerospace engineer has been living and working for 2 months in an underwater capsule off the coast of Puerto Rico Lindo in Panama. In the Caribbean Sea, Koch's living space measures about 322 square feet and features a portable toilet.
I would hope so.
Yeah. A TV, a computer, a bed, a stationary bike, solar power. satellite internet and multiple fans. He said the on-land luxury that he misses most is a shower.
I bet.
And I'm sure when you see other people, they're going to miss a shower too.
Ooh. Can you imagine when they open that up? That's going to be a kind of a stinky thing.
It's not particularly hard. I don't feel like I'm suffering from all down here, although the hardest part is sometimes I want to go diving.
Oh.
He began his record attempt on September 26th, and he plans to emerge on January 24th, spending 120 days underwater.
Oh, boy.
Good luck to you.
Rather him than me.
I have no interest in that.
Were you ever in a submarine?
Yes.
You were?
Yes.
For how long?
About 3 minutes before I did.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was just like a tour.
Yeah, I was like, hey, when you're doing a sub, because they were recruiting.
Uh-huh, right.
Short people.
Right.
I don't know why they came to me, but short people for subs. And we got a tour, and after...
You thought it was sandwiches.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'll take one. Yeah.
Hey, good. Welcome aboard. See, the problem is, though, back in the day, they didn't want you snoring.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Just in case. Yeah. Yeah, I'd had to been awake the whole time.
They didn't want you snoring?
Yep.
For what? You know, the enemy would hear you or
yep.
something? I see.
And the old, yeah.
So, uh-huh. Couldn't take anyway. Your CPAP machine with you.
Social media star Nick DeVagani teamed up with Dunkin' Donuts to break Guinness World Record for the largest iced latte.
Ooh.
DeVagani, a chef and social media influencer with multiple Guinness World Records titles, filled an 11-foot-tall cup with ice, milk, and espresso to take on the record. Guinness World Records confirmed the resulting of a 276-gallon beverage was the world's largest iced latte.
Oh, boy. I thought you were going to say he drank it through a straw then.
Yes. The massive latte was then portioned out into smaller cups and served to more than 300 employees at corporate at Dunkin' Donuts.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty neat.
That's one big cup, isn't it?
One big cup of something.
Alberta, Canada, there's a steer, Hank, who's very famous.
Really?
A beloved pet. And he actually likes to go through the drive-thru. Sylvan Lake resident Kelly Landry said she originally bought the Holstein steer named Magnum with the intention of harvesting him for meat, but quickly became attached. It said he's a cow, but with the mentality of a horse, the personality of a dog. So she is quite the celebrity around town, a popular fixture in the community, and many people will see her riding on his back through town. The duo best known for their trips to the Tim Hortons drive-thru.
Oh, my goodness.
Where the Sears favorite treats, Timbits, come from. I had to look up you know what Timbits are?
There's no telling.
They are.
So I got to be something sweet.
It's like a donut hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the steer likes the doughy confection. So he walks
that's
through
great.
The drive. Isn't that something? That's, yeah.
It's definitely. I don't think I could hold a cow up.
Too much time on their hands, yes.
Well, here we go. The police set up security cameras at a Japanese school after students' shoes started disappearing.
Wow.
And the culprit was ultimately identified as a furry footwear fan, a weasel. The kindergarten in Koga contacted police for help after 15 shoes vanished from the school in early November.
Wow.
And three more were taken the following day. Police set up three security cameras in the school to catch the culprit.
Oh, my goodness.
A single shoe vanished during the night. And first of all, why aren't they taking their shoes home? The video shows a weasel appearing from behind the wall and raiding the cubby holes. And he was caught in the act, Phil.
Oh, stupid pet trick, sir.
I tell you what, caught in the act.
That happened in Ithaca once.
A weasel or you?
Yeah, well, same thing. let me tell you a story about that. So back in the day when they would have dances, many times the young ladies would take their shoes off, dance in their stocking feet or their bare feet, and they'd leave their shoes laying along the gym there, like the bleachers or whatever. And I and some of my buddies had this idea, you know, let's hide one shoe from, you know, a young lady that we were particularly, you know, interested
fond of.
Yeah, exactly. And then what happens then at the end of the night, they're like, I only have one shoe. And I'd be like, well, let me help you look for that.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. And then they would say, oh, Phil, you're so nice. Thanks for helping me find my shoe.
I can't believe Brian Alvin hit it on you.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, this morning, you know, before I even get to work.
Yeah.
Riding into work, I get this phone call, okay, from Brian Hill. You know, the Walsh voice guy.
Okay, Brian Hill.
Just chewing me out for absolutely nothing. You know, it was pitch dark. I waved at you and you didn't even wave back. And it's like, I didn't even see you. How could you not see me? You need glasses. I said, I have some.
Oh.
But that's not a way to start a day off.
No, that's a bad way to start a day.
So now I'm cranky the whole day.
You got to wave at everybody.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
You got to wave at everybody. You got to say hi to everybody.
But I didn't see him. Why don't you go jump on his wagon then?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done with this, buddy.
Sure.
I hope you have a good day.
Sounds good.
I'll see you in the morning.
Don't be grumpy, Hank.
Have a good day and be kind, guys.
That's old Hank Bray.